Democratic nominee Joe Biden met with the president of the United Steelworkers yesterday on a whistle-stop tour through Pennsylvania and Ohio. Biden is trying to win back union working-class voters in the Midwest that helped President Trump win the election in 2016. The president is making the pitch that he's saved American manufacturing, but there are 66,000 fewer manufacturing jobs in Michigan compared to July 2019 and 48,000 fewer in Ohio. Let's check in with a few union voters now. Tim Petrowski is the president of United Steelworkers Local 1900 in South Lyon, Michigan. Tim, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joe Biden clearly making an effort to reach unions and working class voters in this campaign. But do you think he has a chance to get back some of that support that Democrats lost 4 years ago?
I think he has the opportunity. I think it's a tough climb, but I do believe it can happen. Early on, 2016, the manufacturing here in Michigan, steel business, it took a pretty good boom. A lot of that was already building, but, you know, the credit was given that way. You know, one of the things now, obviously, with the mishandling of the coronavirus and everything, a lot of our shops are shut down. The steel is not what it was promised to be. I had the opportunity to speak with Vice President Biden 2 weeks ago when he was in doing his tour of Detroit. He met with four of us USW workers. And one of the things we talked about was the ways to bring manufacturing jobs back to Michigan. He seemed he had a good plan to bring back good paying union jobs, not just jobs. Like at our mill, we sell USA made pipe and our steel's bought here in America. And one of the things he promised was to spend government money on products made in America, right? So if they're going to use steel, they're going to use our steel.
But, you know, I remember one of the very early executive orders that President Trump issued was a promise to do just that, to use U.S. steel in pipelines, for instance. And he's made a big show of supporting the steel industry over the years, President Trump has. He's slapped tariffs on Chinese steel. He's blamed people like Joe Biden for supporting trade deals like NAFTA that he says have outsourced American jobs. I mean, what do you make of the argument that President Trump has been good for the American steel industry?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't believe in the beginning that it was good. You know, or at least it appeared that way. You know, 16, 17, even on into 18, you know, the steel was good. I mean, our shop definitely was on an uptick. We hired 100 people. So we went from 140-ish people to 250. But here we are, 2020 in October now. And we're down over 100 people. We actually have less people working than we did during that rise.
We're seeing that union leaders are likely to stick with Democrats this election, just like they did in 2016. But the rank and file, Tim, what about that? What are you hearing from the rank and file, your coworkers, the guys you work next to?
Now, that's where it's different. Obviously, the higher-ups at the USW, UAW, things like that, they support Democratic candidates. But there's a lot of people in our shop 20 years ago, this place would have been 95% Democrats. And now it's really split. I'd probably have to say something like 60-40 Republican over Democrat now. So and a lot of that is because of the upflux we had over the last couple of years. They gave that credit there. But now that, you know, we're not working as much with the coronavirus or whatever reason, you know, they're not willing to associate the blame as well, right? So it's a shop divided anymore with the rank and file.
I'm curious, when you got to work yesterday, were people talking about Tuesday's presidential debate? What did you hear from folks?
Oh, man, it's, you know, as a union president at our shop, knowing that our shop is divided, I try to avoid the politics conversation, honestly, at work. But no, it was the big talk. I mean, that debate was, it was something, right? I mean, it was, I think it was not good. And I believe not good on both sides. Here at work, even the Trump supporters were not happy with the way he handled himself. And the Biden supporters here were not happy with the lack of message. So, yeah, I mean, it's really divided.
Tim Petrowski, president of the United Steelworkers Local 1900 in South Lyon, Michigan. Tim, thanks for taking time out of your day to speak with us.
No problem, brother.
And let's make a stop in Ohio now to meet a union worker who supports President Trump. Zach Menke is a member of the Ohio State Building and Construction Trades Council and a pipe fitter who works at the Husky Refinery in Lima, Ohio. Zach, welcome. How's business at Husky?
Work has actually been very good the last couple of years. You know, in our industry, if you will, it's kind of feast or famine. This year has been a little slow since COVID. Coming into COVID, yeah, we were solid, you know, for a good couple of years, but it's picking back up. We've got a lot of guys back out to work here. So,
are you making gasoline there?
Yeah, you know, one of their big products is coke, and that goes to a lot of coal plants. But gasoline, jet fuel, a lot of different chemicals come through the refinery and are produced at our refinery. Yes.
Yeah, and you say that business kind of slowed down because of COVID, and I understand that you suffered financially as a family also because of the pandemic. You were laid off for a couple of weeks. Your wife lost her job. Does that make you second guess at all Donald Trump's response to the pandemic or even his response to the economy?
No, Peter, it really doesn't. Unfortunately, we were affected. I lost my job. You know, as you know, the oil prices tanked there for a little bit. And there were a lot of people out there that that lost their jobs. My wife did. She worked for a financial firm. She has been off since. I was able to do a little bit of traveling and get on the road and find some work in Columbus, which is, you know, about an hour and 40-minute drive from my house. You know what? It was an unfortunate thing that happened. I think it could have been prevented on a lot of different levels, but I don't see where it would be you know, able to be pinpointed on something that Trump did or didn't do. I thought he's handled it fairly well, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So when you make your choice on election day or whenever it is you send in your ballot or go to the polls, you'll choose Donald Trump. What's the number one issue driving that decision for you?
You know, Peter, this may not be a popular decision with a lot of people, but I consider myself a strong man of faith. And my number one issue is pro-life. I am a very pro-life individual. My family is pro-life. My dad's a minister. So for me, that's it. I can't, I cannot and will not ever vote for a candidate that is pro-abortion.
Sure. So you must be then pleased with the direction that the Supreme Court appears to be headed in. But I want to know if you're comfortable, if faith is so important to you, are you comfortable with the president's ethics, the way he leads his life? I mean, I don't know if you saw the debate this week, but it's not like Trump's philosophy is based on turning the other cheek, as the Bible says. Is it hard at all for you to look past any of that?
No, I don't fully support the way that the president has in the past lived his life. I know that none of us are perfect. I know that there's never going to be a perfect political candidate. You know, but as Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I believe that life begins at conception. So I do believe that God's able to use imperfect people to complete his will. And I just feel that is such a strong topic to me. I can never go against it, no matter who might be the one supporting that.
Sure, for you and many others. You mentioned that you are a man of faith, but also a man who is, you know, engaged in his union and you know, values his work. I want to talk about that for just a minute. I don't know if you have conversations with other members, other coworkers, things like that, but, you know, what is the argument that folks are making that, you know, outside of faith, that Trump is good for workers like you, for construction workers and pipe fitters?
Yeah, you know, I would say it's pretty evenly split with most of the people that I talk to in the workforce, or at least where I work. The general consensus among those that I've talked to that are against Trump is that he's anti-union. I know there's a lot of Republicans that do not like unions, but look, a lot of Trump's policies have been very pro-workforce, whether they're pro-union or not. They're pro-workforce. He's you know, supported and shown support for a lot of what we do in the oil field, in construction and manufacturing. And I look at some of the things that, you know, Biden and some of these other Democrat politicians support, and it directly affects our work. They may be pro-union per se, but I don't feel that there's many of them that are pro the work that we do a lot out here.
And the concern might be that, you know, you work in fossil fuels, refining gasoline and kerosene and that sorts of things, and maybe the Democrats, it's, if I'm correct, hearing you right, the Democrats and Biden wouldn't be as supportive of that. You know, it used to be not long ago that the Democrats were a shoo-in to get the working class union vote. We saw in 2016 that did not happen. What do you think's behind that? And do you think you're going to see the same thing in 2020 in this election?
Yeah, I do. I honestly do. I think that, I mean, look, I'm not going to bash a former president, but I do believe that there was a lot of people in our union. There was a lot of people in the workforce in general, especially in construction and in the trades that had 8 years of disappointment. Look, I'm not a huge fan of Trump as a person or some of the other things that he may say or do. But when it comes to the values that I support and work and bringing infrastructure back into this country, I think that that has a lot to do with why he got elected 4 years ago. And I think that that's going to have a lot to do with why he's going to get elected again.
Well, Zach Menke, union pipe fitter at the Husky Refinery in Lima, Ohio. Appreciate your time.
Oh, I had a blast being here, and I appreciate you having me on today.